Okay. I'm officially calling this special meeting of the ANC Wendy to order at 7:10 p.m. by my watch. Let the record show at this time Commissioner Oliver Tunda and Commissioner James R. is not present. We have a quorum of four, Commissioner McKay, Commissioner Bosserman, Commissioner Scott, Commissioner Edwards. Okay. We're proceeding with...
Public discussion.
Public discussion. Okay, we have nothing for public discussion. Then we can move on. Can we jump in and find the things that are going to be consent?
Well, I would like to do a real quick Secretary and Treasurer's report.
I'm sorry, Jack.
I'm seriously, this will be quick.
Okay.
The minutes of the July 1 meeting and the minutes of the July 15 meeting have been sent out. Are there any corrections? Greg has a correction.
I counted 26 people that came in and out during the 15th meeting. I think you had 24.
I would prefer to have that discarded as something insignificant. Can we do that? I mean, really, doesn't the number of people present actually vary during the meeting?
Yes, it did, but I think it's... We should keep track of the details. It's an insignificant change, as you agree, so it should be trivial to make the change.
Well, my problem is I have my account and you have your account.
Okay, let's compromise at 25.
Let me go back and see exactly what I said. This is for the July 15 meeting. What I said was that there were approximately 12 Mount Pleasant residents.
I counted 14.
What's the commission's preference? Leave it at 12, make it 14? Do we care?
I personally don't see the point. It's fine with me as it is.
I'd prefer to leave it as it is. Is that acceptable to the commission?
I don't
care. Dave? It's such a... I should say that approximately 12 includes 14.
Okay.
Can we proceed? This was supposed to be a quick secretary's report.
Sure.
Are there any further corrections to the minutes of these two meetings?
No.
I move acceptance.
Second.
Well, in the absence of corrections, they are perforce accepted. Let me proceed to the treasurer's report, which is also very short, because I intend to write checks tonight. $50 to Tony Grillo for posters, $50 to Albert for the audio, $225 to Greg for his ULI membership reimbursement, and $175 to Community of Christ for La Casa rental. I presume there's no objection to that.
No.
I have other reimbursed items that I sent you things on, but we can...
Then bring them up offline, because
fine.
I thought this was the one that
fine.
Was approved in a... specifically approved in a meeting. Let's talk about it.
Okay.
But I assume there's no objection to my writing those four checks.
No.
Then that completes the Treasurer's report.
Thank you, Jack, for the Secretary's and the Treasurer report. Can we move on in now? Do we have items that are going to be consent, so we can do those and get that out the way?
I see none. Dave?
You see no consent items?
That's correct.
I see all but the last is consent, as far as I'm concerned.
Let's just take them in order, if we can. I'd like to start with the single sales issue. I expected people here. There aren't any. That's kind of a surprise, and that's, well, whatever it is. This is a current issue because it's a bill currently already passed first hearing in City Council. And because my projector isn't working, I can't display it, but you've seen the text. It would be okay with the commission for me to introduce that at this time?
I'm okay. I move. I second Jack's motion.
Well, let me read the text of the motion, please, for the audio record. Resolved, and also for our audience, resolved that ANC1D advises the Council of the District to reject Bill B-17-0846. The Mount Pleasant Anti-Sale of Single Containers of Alcoholic Beverages Amendment Act of 2008. Resolved further, ANC1D advises the Council to create procedures that will deal effectively and economically with public nuisance problems, such as public urination. Furthermore, ANC1D advises the Alcoholic Beverage Control Board to permit a temporary cessation of the single sales prohibition in Mount Pleasant in order that the continuing need for such a measure may be assessed.
Is there any discussion?
Yeah, I'd like to tell the people in the audience what Jack said, because reading this doesn't shed any light on it. A long time ago, a previous ANC enacted a bill against selling single bottles of beer in order to control public drunkenness. This ANC feels that restricting sales of single bottles of beer really does not address the situation. There are many other ways to address the situation, and that it is aimed at beer drinkers rather than wine drinkers. I said, why don't we just restrict single bottles of wine? But nobody wanted to do that. So that's what we're talking about. We are talking about opposing the continuance of the restriction of not selling single bottles of beer.
Further discussion?
I move the question.
Ready for the vote? Since this is an important issue, I'd like to have a roll call vote. Can I start with you, Jack?
Jack votes yes.
Dave, yes.
Storm, yes.
Greg, yes.
4-0, thank you very much. We might take up the National Night Out issue just to see what we're going to do with that, if anything. And then we'll proceed, Greg, to yours. Is that suitable?
Yeah, that shouldn't take long to do that.
The question is, on National Night Out, is there someone willing to participate in a co-sponsorship? Dave?
Yeah.
What's your position on this?
I think the ANC should concentrate on ANC events seeking to engage and listen to the maximum number and the largest number of different kinds of people in the neighborhood, and not simply pay others to do what they're going to do anyway.
Greg?
I completely agree with the very succinct statement of Dave.
I'll take this as basically the sense that no one here is willing even to introduce a motion to be a co-sponsor, and that means it is automatically dead. Is that correct?
Right. Correct.
Correct. Then let us move on to Greg. Your most pressing issue is the one about the special planning area, is it not? Or would you like to start with a different one?
I would like, we have this library issue where they've sent us after a lot of cajoling, and we've got them to break precedent. I don't think they've ever sent a letter to any ANC in which they've actually announced what they're going to do at all. It's not a full start, but at least it's something, and I think we ought to honor it with a reaction.
So your sense is you want to start with the library?
Yes.
Resolution.
Perhaps I should just read it in.
Just read the resolution, yeah, please.
The ANC 1D resolves to advise the D.C. Public Library to delay closing of the Mount Pleasant branch until it follows the ANC law on communication with ANC 1D, and until there's a chance for substantial consideration of alternative approaches. ANC 1D asks the mayor, deputy mayor, and D.C. council for their assistance in this matter, specifically the Ward 1 council member and the chair and members of the Committee on Libraries. If I can get a second, then I will give us a sense of strategy. Thank you. May I?
Okay. You're going to summarize this, right?
Yes. I'm not going to read it.
Okay.
I've sent around some discussion on this, and basically, I think there is a good possibility of a compromise. And my two objectives are, first of all, to continue to get them to DCPL to deal with ANCs and on resolutions. I think that we are making progress with Archie Williams, who is beginning to get at what they must do. He reports that DCPL interprets the recent court case on Benning Road as essentially saying that no harm, no foul, and that unless it's something really substantial and that's going to have a big harm on people, well, then they don't have to bother with these things. So I think we're making progress to get them aware of the law, because they were overjoyed at that ruling. Number two, I think that, and I have some encouragement from inside, that we have a possibility of getting them to pay attention to some of these alternatives, and yet follow the intense pressure that they are getting around town to build something right away. So it seems possible for them to go ahead and do some rehab immediately, but in a form where changes can be made later and the other possibilities that I've mentioned can be added on. The last thing is to say that after discussing many of the participants in the court case about what went wrong, essentially, one needs to have as many, put together a good, substantial, and possible long list of the potential harms. So it is not just a matter of a formality. And not that we would be able to follow up on all of those, but this is our last chance, essentially, to get them into the mill at this point. And we can later work with our executive director and to figure out how to respond with it. So I ask the indulgence of the commission to allow this process to go forward, and I think we will be able to make both progress and a compromise.
Further discussion? Jack?
Dave, the issue here is responding to that letter that we all received from DCPL, and there are two real issues that we have to worry about. One is closing the library for 2 years, which came as a surprise to me, and I think a lot of people will be upset by that. The other is, we have not ourselves seen the plans. We don't know what's in the plans. Their approach to this has been to have these public meetings, and if you don't go to public meetings, you don't find out what they're planning to do. So I think they owe us an opportunity to review their plans. And a third element of this, which disturbs me about the way this has been done, is they really treated this as the Mount Pleasant Library as it serves only Mount Pleasant. And it doesn't. It's the Ward 1 Library. And we should have some outreach to Columbia Heights and Addis Morgan, U Street, and really find out what the whole area needs, not just Mount Pleasant. So I think their process has been deficient. That said, I'm afraid that there is just an awful lot of text in this resolution which is inflammatory, unnecessary, that it could really be toned down substantially. It seems to be charging them with illegal behavior. It is charging them with illegal behavior. And I don't think it's necessary to go into that at this point. What I'd like to do is have a more moderate resolution, simply asking that we be given a chance to review their plans and respond to their letter in September. Let me point out for the record that Jane Zara just arrived at 7:24 p.m. We are now five persons.
Dave.
Yes. Do we have at least a list of alternate plans? They showed a couple of their suggestions. Do we have anything to, in contradistinction to what they showed?
Which one of y'all want to answer that one? Do you know?
You were there, Dave, and they weren't even going to put up very much on their website. You know, a few pretty pictures. And you were there and heard Jenny Cooper say that she has already made up her mind on many of those items. In fact, she told me that she's made up her mind essentially on all of them, and we don't have any plans. So the show that they gave us of alternatives was undercut by her statements. So I urge that let's go through the list that I've assembled by talking to a good number of people of possibilities, and then continue to try to work with them in the suggestion of Archie Williams. He also says that he's going to work with in informal ways with all the ANCs and hopes that they will be able to resolve this. The long list is simply because it would give us I hope some standing if we should go to court, and that remains an option. Not the ANC goes to court, of course, but as individuals, perhaps Jane and I can work with Neil on that. But this long list, I think, is necessary because it deals with a lot of particulars.
Okay. I haven't seen a long list. You know how I feel about long and gated things. But anyway, do we have a response to Jack wanting to revise the wording in the resolution?
Let me suggest that we hear from Jane if she wants to comment on this, and then I will offer an amendment.
Okay.
I want a point of information. The appeal for the Banning Library case regarding the ANC statute, because while they said that the government needed to comply, we don't think the government complied fully, so it's being appealed. And so that's going up now. We're preparing the brief. But the thing about that case is the judge wouldn't allow the evidence in which were ANC representative commissioner letters about what the neighborhood or the community felt was happening to them. So she said they weren't official enough. So I'm just saying, in terms of if anything that can be formal in terms of a proposal that reflects, you know, a consensus would probably be the strongest thing, because she's reaching, Judge Retchen was reaching really high for a standard for what was allowed within the language of the statute. And we think she interpreted it much too narrowly. But the more formal the communications reflecting cohesion and consensus in a commission, probably the stronger the case. So let's just work toward that.
I would, Madam Chair, I'd like to, somebody asked me if I had a response to Jack's proposal.
That was me, not somebody, but
okay.
Me. But you know, you can respond
to
that.
Thank you. Jack's intent, I think, is to strip things down. What I hear is that this is the that the formal submission is in our resolution rather than supplemental letters, and therefore we have this one chance today to get a response listing the factors that we would like to have them respond to. It is not a matter of us giving a fully blown engineering set of plans. It is a matter of us raising issues with them and getting them to respond. And thus, I spent a good deal of time talking to a good number of people trying to pull together a list of the factors that that we might have them respond. So I would like to keep this language and perhaps just remove the what might be viewed as pushy. There are six places where it says, thus DCPL, a design approach could do us harm, and just remove that because that becomes pushy, and leave essentially the list of other factors.
Okay.
Because without that, we're not going to have the particulars for them to respond to.
Do I have further comments to the change in the wording? No further comments to the changing in the wording? Okay. Oh, Jack.
Let me offer this as a formal motion to amend by replacing the text of this with the following: resolve that ANC1D advises the DC Public Library System to delay any decisions on the renovations of Mount Pleasant Library until ANC1D and its constituents have had an opportunity to review the current plans for renovation of the library, and furthermore that ANC1D incorporates discussions with adjacent communities that will be using the library.
Greg?
I need a second to the motion to amend.
Oh, I have a second.
You're seconding, Stormy?
Yes, so we can have discussion.
Okay.
Jane? Maybe it should be added in light of what the community, you know, some formulation about in light of community input or something, you know, with respect, you know, something about it has to integrate what the community's needs are once they've been articulated or something like that. Because you also have to reflect the community input, so just put that in so it's completely democratic sounding and stuff.
Yeah, my key point here is just that we really have not had time ourselves to review the plans. We haven't been engaged in these community discussions, so we're really not in a position to draw any conclusions at this time about the validity of the current plans, and we should be given an opportunity to do so.
Greg? Oh, I'm sorry, Dave.
Did you say that you also wanted to add until we have time to consult with the other concerned ANCs?
I mentioned communication with the adjacent communities, which will also be using the library.
Perhaps you should include ANCs in that.
I'll be happy to make that read communities and ANCs.
Craig?
I have no problem in adding the text that Jack has suggested to the one that I presented.
No, a point of order. This is a substitute.
No, but I'm discussing.
But I'm offering the standing motion is to replace your text with what I just proposed.
What I want in this is the why statement to remain as it is with a small modification. Because I believe it is the particulars and the why that give us the basis for moving forward and asking them to answer these as, and if we, they have not, and they their strategy right now is that they supposedly, they're ambiguous about this. Well, Jenny says that she's made up her mind on what to do. She said that in the meeting that Dave and I went to, she says that she's already rejected some of the alternatives that the architects have provided. So they claim that they are still in the process of considering alternatives and design considerations. What this resolution does is present a number of design considerations.
Okay, Greg, you went into the whys. We're just trying to get the wording for the beginning of the resolution. We hadn't gotten into the why, but I...
Let me propose that we take a vote on my motion and then move on from there.
Okay.
Will you accept Dave's friendly amendment?
No.
Then I move Dave's friendly amendment.
I accept Dave's friendly amendment. That will refer to neighboring ANCs and communities.
Okay.
Yes. But my point in this is to try to keep this short and simple, because I'm afraid that this, as you've written, is too long and too inflammatory.
So
it will be counterproductive.
So is your the nature of your amendment to simply change the main motion and the statement of the resolution, or is it also to strip out the why?
It is to strip out the why as well. I really think that is very problematical.
Well, then I have got to say that I think your amendment would be worse than problematic. It would, because the courts have ruled that it is the arguments and the particulars that they have to answer, and not the resolutions. And therefore, okay. I think what the import of what you would be doing would be to destroy the this process.
Okay. Jane?
I don't think it would be to destroy. I think it would be to postpone so that we could, you know, alter the text of some of your stuff and in the meantime get a holding pattern until we have more time to look at the design plans.
I don't think they're going to provide them.
Okay. Well, whether they're going to provide them or not, we need to do something to ask them to stop with the plans because we haven't seen anything. I'm just trying to get you guys to agree to the beginning of this, and then we might have to move this and address other things and come back to this after we do other things, because if we got to go through this wine and break it down, it's a lot of it right there. So can we just vote on the wording of Jack?
Well, I would suggest that we set this aside for the moment while I prepare a more detailed form of my substitute resolution, and we come back. Meanwhile, we can deal, for example, with your resolution concerning the special planning, if that's acceptable.
Actually, I think the next one on the library, it may be less controversial, which is to say that they should open a branch nearby and do it ahead of time and not have the 2.5-year delay that was experienced at three other places.
Okay. Well, does the whole commission agree on that?
Well, let's have a reading for the audio record of the resolution.
Well, let the record show, first of all, that we're going to set aside the first part that we were discussing, please.
Thank you. Yeah, that's tabled for
the moment. By consensus, it has been tabled, right?
Yeah, can we have a reading of the Mount Pleasant Library closing resolution?
All right. ANC 1D advises DC Public Library to, yes.
Do you want me to read it?
No, I finally got it. ANC 1D resolves to advise the DC Public Library, if it closes the Mount Pleasant branch, to open a temporary space within two blocks of the current location and to include a public meeting room that can hold at least 50. Of highest importance to us is that the temporary space be functioning before the current facility is closed.
Our second. Jane seconds. Can we vote on it? Discussion.
Yeah. A question. Is this feasible? That is, a substitute space. Do we have anything in mind?
You've seen the political will in Columbia Heights. Anything is possible if there's a political will. And opening an interim library within two blocks is not unreasonable. In terms of lease space, you mean, reasonably? We can put the burden on the government to do that.
Further discussion?
I move the question.
All those in favor? It's unanimous. All five commissioners vote yes. Okay. What's the next one?
The next one is a special planning area.
That's Greg again.
ANC 1D resolves to ask the D.C. Office of Planning to please help me with this, Jack, immediately establish a special planning area to revitalize the Mount Pleasant commercial corridor in the area east of 17th Street. ANC 1D asks for strong support and contribution towards the success of such a plan from the Ward 1 Council Member, the D.C. Council, the D.C. Parks Departments of Parks and Recreation, and of the Environment, and of Transportation, and of Consumer and Regulatory Affairs, the D.C. Public Libraries, D.C. Public Schools, the Office and of and Agencies under the Deputy Mayor for Economic Development, and all others with a contribution to make. I'm sorry for the long list, but I'm running into the issue. If we don't explicitly address an agency, well, then they claim that they don't need to respond.
Discussion? No discussion?
May I ask for a second?
Oh, Jane second. Discussion? No discussion. All those in favor? All five commissioners voting yes.
May I introduce the another one that actually came out of a discussion that Jack and I had. Jack, of course, is a free agent to change his mind and may not like the way I formulated it. It's a DDOT, not make final choices. ANC 1D resolves to ask the DEC Department of Transportation to present analyses of longer-term alternatives in the report from the Mount Pleasant Transportation Study, listing factors, data, and analyses for each one, but to present neither summary judgments nor the consultant's opinions.
We need a second for the question. Discussion, Jane?
Did Denise Wichter, because I sometimes defer to her with DDOT, think she's, I know she's, there's a certain history, but aside from that, I think she's very knowledgeable about the DDOT process. So I was wondering what her comments were about it, because I think there was an email. Just like we, I don't want to say defer to Faye, but we often consult Faye about how she feels about historic preservation issues because of her engagement. I think that I would like to hear what Denise Wichter said about this process because of her history with DDOT and her confidence in that regard.
I got no response from her on this. I did get a response on the night out, in which she rightly pointed out that I had used words. I had misquoted Laurie's piece, but I did not see a quote on this.
Dave?
I can see why you don't want them to implement something immediately, but why don't you want to know what the thoughts of the consultants were?
In the why statement, I go through that I was, I'll be blunt. I talked with the consultant, who is a prize-winning one on many of these things, and he said that some of the alternatives that he thought were immediately obvious were not being treated fairly. He agreed because they are traffic engineers and they don't see the some of the larger consequences of the alternatives.
Well, that may be, but why is it that you want to put a blackout on their ideas?
I'm willing to accept as a friendly amendment the idea that we get their ideas, but we ask them to not make final choices.
I think this, when we did the Columbia Heights traffic study, and they came up with their many pages of recommendations, that's really only the very first and very small step. DDOT doesn't rush out and do what the consultant says. We have ample opportunity afterwards to discuss what those recommendations are, modify as necessary. Many of them never come to pass. I think most of what Columbia Heights recommended never came to pass. So I think it's a mistake to try to silence the consultant. I mean, I would like to know what their opinions are. That doesn't mean we have to accept them, and certainly doesn't mean that DDOT is going to accept them. But I think it's important for us to understand, whether we agree or not, what they think.
Craig?
I spoke about this with Karina Ricks, and she agreed that it perhaps was not necessary to come down to Callistus Noadiki had wanted to come up with a final one recommendation, and she said that when I discussed it with her that given the many constraints that they had, that it would be premature to come up with a final favorite. So this essentially is to reinforce the opinions that I got from some insiders. So I would agree, let them express their opinions, but resist having a single formal recommendation of which what to do, because I think that will severely bias the discussion here.
Any further discussion? No further discussion. Ready for the vote?
It was a friendly amendment, and which would be to strike in this the final words, nor the to not present summary judgments. Period.
Do we need to have it read again?
You're striking the end of the first sentence there. To present neither summary judgments, period.
And to not present summary judgments, period.
How about to present no summary judgments, period? Is that acceptable?
Accepted. Hey, I'm easy.
Don't let that get out. Okay. All those in favor, we ready for the vote now. All those in favor? Okay, I have to wait for Jack's hands. Okay, his hand is up. Jane, oh, it's not up. Okay. All those not in favor. Okay, 3 in favor, 2 not in favor.
Thank you.
For the record, who else voted no?
Jane and Jack voted no.
Thank you.
Okay, where are we now?
There are 2 remaining items. The next one I suggest is that D.C. Council should mandate security plans for larger apartment buildings. ANC1D resolves to advise the D.C. Council to pass legislation requiring buildings with apartment licenses for 20 or more units to have security plans that assure the reasonable safety of residents against crime, fire, disaster, and other emergencies. Further, such plans should be certified by responsible DC agencies with inspections at least every 2 years by certified third-party examiners and copies of the plans. Any changes and any deficiencies found by examiners, inspectors, not resolved within 30 days given to each unit. The standard should be developed by the Office of Tenant Administrator Tenants Advocate. Would you please change that for me, Jack? In consultation with the police and fire departments, the Office of Emergency Preparedness, the Departments of Environment, Health, Consumer and Regulatory Affairs. DC should, over several years, move to a minimum standard of at the 80 percentile of generally accepted standards in the core cities of the top 5 metropolitan regions.
What was the correction, Greg? Office of the Tenant Advocate, is that what that is?
That's right. In discussing this with Johanna Shreve and with several of the council members, the situation comes out that D.C. has no law requiring apartment providers to assure any level of security. The only marks are those of case law, which Shreve characterized as ambiguous and extremely difficult for a renter to access, because it takes a lot to go to court and to fight through these things. It is not something that they can go to landlord-tenant court or other places, and so this puts them at a great disadvantage. We heard in our mid-monthly meeting, and certainly I have heard in loads of other meetings, about the many difficulties that renters have. And so I ask that we pass this as a way to get a process going. It's not...
Jane?
I might be afraid of some of the language in the second to the last line. Of generally applied standards in the core cities of the top five U.S. metropolitan regions. So if we were to go to apartment buildings in the south side of Chicago, the D.C. government would say, okay, that's a standard, right? So you see that this opens up an ambiguity.
Jane, let me accept as a friendly amendment the striking of that whole sentence.
I think it's an admirable idea, because I think a particular sentence is so difficult to interpret that it's not helpful.
Agreed. I'm finding that I'm so beset with phone calls and other things, the only way for me to do these things is to stay up all night doing it.
Okay. All right. Any further discussion on this? No further discussion. We take a vote. All those in favor? All five commissioners vote yes.
I want to thank the commissioners, because we heard this petition at our mid-monthly meeting on the 15th, and here we are on the 23rd responding to it. I think this is the kind of reinventing the ANC we wanted to see. My last one is ANC 1D, it's at the very last, advises the D.C. Council, the Office of Tenant Advocate, and the Department of Consumer and Regulatory Affairs to set up within 3 years a resident accessible database for buildings with apartment licenses of 20 units or more. This database should include the current rent control and repair status for each unit, including the dates and amounts of all rent raises since the effect date of the last rent control law.
Second. Okay, I'll second it. Discussion? Dave, then Jane.
What would repair status entail?
Repair status, thank you, it perhaps should be clarified, but what I mean by it and what I hear is that the process is that when an inspector comes in and finds a deficiency, then there is a repair status note put into the file on that apartment building. However, I've talked to many of my neighbors, and they say that it is almost impossible for them to go downtown and find and get the records. They go day after day taking off of work, and it is, furthermore, that answers that question. And, of course, the rent control official figures are similarly almost impossible, and there are terrible numbers of real problems with this.
Okay, thank you for answering Dave's question. Jane?
I just want to point out, this is quixotic, and it's very noble, so I'll definitely vote for it. I just want to remind everyone that D.C. doesn't even have an inventory of its public properties, so it's a mess. So, I mean, this is a noble gesture. It'll probably, you know, it will never be realized in our lifetime, which is fine. But imagine, this city doesn't even know what public properties it has, but it surpluses them regularly. So, just wanted to throw that in.
Jack?
Yeah, I think this is the sort of thing which would be marvelous to have, but this is so far beyond the capabilities of DCRA that
It's not going to happen in anybody's lifetime. On the other hand, if this were reduced to the status of the rents, that sounds to me like a feasible objective. See, repair status, who knows what the repair status of anything is? How does the city know what the repair status is, barring sending out inspectors to everything? I don't know. But rents, on the other hand, should be relatively easily recorded, tabulated. So it might be more effective to limit this to something that is more practical.
Dave?
Well, if deficiencies are a matter of public record, and I think they should be, but I don't know if they are, then you could say a deficiency correction. Is that the language that's used? I don't know.
Yeah, that is good.
I accept that as a friendly amendment. Thank you.
Okay, any further discussion? I agree with everything they said about we might not get that, but getting the thing with the rents would probably be more feasible.
Offline, I've had extensive discussions with many of the people in the government.
Okay.
And it may be closer than we think once the revenues of the district begin to recover.
Okay, all those in favor? All five commissioners voting yes.
Thank you. Well, once again, this was something that came out in our meeting on the 15th, and we are showing that we can reinvent the ANC to be very responsive.
Okay, are we back to handling this hard one now?
Yes, we are. We have Jack's motion on the table, I guess.
Okay, returning then to the matter of closing the Mount Pleasant Library. And my proposal, and unfortunately I still haven't had time to put it in writing, is to say something to the following effect. That ANC Wendy advises the DC Public Libraries to refrain from any decisions concerning the renovation of the Mount Pleasant Library until ANC 1D has been given an opportunity to review specifically the plans for those renovations and further to undertake consultations with residents of Mount Pleasant and with ANCs and residents of neighboring communities as well. And the rationale for this is essentially that we have not had the opportunity to review any such plans, nor are we. And furthermore, we are concerned that the residents of neighboring communities, which are equally important users of the Mount Pleasant Library, have not been consulted.
Okay. Wait, are you seconding it?
No.
Oh.
It was already seconded.
Okay.
Yeah, it's already moved and seconded. I'm rephrasing the motion.
All righty. Okay, discussion, okay. Greg.
As everybody knows, I'm constantly trying to compromise and retain something of my work. How about this, Jack? We agree on the why, instead of the why, that we delegate it to a task force of you, Neil, and myself to reformulate the factors to be considered based upon this list, but with the aim of clarifying and simplifying the language to the degree possible.
Okay. Does everything you just say mean that you disagree with what Jack's resolution is saying?
I in fact do, because I believe that we need a list of factors. And without the list of factors, then we don't have standing. And I certainly will accept. Jack and I have hammered out things in the past, and I think he knows that I tried to be amenable to his suggestions.
Yeah, but the problem, Greg, is that we have 30 days in which to respond to that letter. which takes us into August. And we're not going to meet in August. I'm going to be gone in August. So I don't think there's anything we can do. I think we have to do something right now to address the process.
And so I'm saying that we can delegate the reformulation of the explicit language.
Yes, that's what this is now. We're discussing Jack's proposal.
I don't think what Greg proposes is practical. I don't think it's appropriate for us to go off and create new text without formal approval by the rest of the commission.
Dave?
This does not preclude using this list to work up for September a second following resolution. What Greg was saying, though, is that without the whys and wherefores, the standing is diminished.
No, I appreciate that. And my position is that simply the argument that we have not had time to review the plans is by itself sufficient.
Greg?
And my argument, just to summarize, is that I don't think we're going to get the plans. And instead what they claim they're doing and willing to do now, as far as to be responsive to, is to submit factors to them. Archie Williams told me that he is now, believes he has gotten them willing to have a dialogue over the issues that will feed into a reformulation of the plan. So what I'm trying to do here is to respond to him and to a lot of others around the city who are fighting similar battles to have a list of issues for that kind of discussion. I would like to counter-propose that let's pass this now with the idea that we'll reformulate it in September, but at least give us a way to have the discussion. We can say that we can strike who we're going to send it to and just say we're going to send it to DCPL. And as a basis of discussion.
Okay. Well, I hope none of the other commissioners are confused because I am. Maybe it's just because I have a headache. But can we just vote to agree
Stormy, I think we can simplify this. Let's have a vote on my motion to amend, and then we'll proceed from there based on how that works out. I think we've said all we need to say about my motion to replace the text.
Okay.
Except Jane wants it.
Can we use Jack's text to postpone whatever, and then to draft a letter incorporating your thoughts and send it to the library? But this is to take Jack's text and as a reason, just a little bit, on page 3, the last full paragraph, just use up until for a third of a century. As the reason, just that a rush design and construction precludes blah blah blah. No offense, and then 50 million newly opened Columbia Heights educational campuses across the street, and in there as a why, because it's not a bad why.
So you say, just put the
a rush design one. Right here, just right here. I mean, just look at it. Seems reasonable, you know.
If you're going to do that, I also would like the last paragraph, which is conciliatory. The delays we suggest need not be major. A rehab project could start soon if designed with flex space and with provision for later add-ons that could facilitate at least the above-mentioned opportunities for leveraging this facility.
Okay. Can we vote on the proposal that's on the table?
Well, Jack has to accept
it. Unfortunately, now we're increasing the confusion level here. Yes, we are. Because now we have an amendment to my amendment.
Okay. I can clarify it for everybody. It's your resolution. It's the thing you just said. And then I'll read this, if that's okay. And then everybody will know exactly what's in the text. It'll just take 60 seconds.
This is what I understand. What you're suggesting is that we take what I started with and add
the whys.
That is your amending my amendment.
Yes. It's a friendly amendment. to the motion that's on the floor. So it would be Y. A rush design and construction precludes the possibility of seeking synergies and many additional public benefits that likely will arise out of the current comprehensive plan. And the strong possibility of a special planning area focused in a one-block wide strip with the branch library almost in the middle. I don't know what that means, really. To rush this plan evades the benefits possible from a synergy in working with Department of Parks and Rec, whose headquarters is just across the street, and whose programs offer many points of contact, if not overlap. It evades the synergies possible with working with the over 50 educational programs within six blocks, including the more than 50 million newly opened Columbia, $50 million newly opened Columbia Heights educational campus across the street. And then the final paragraph would be, the delays we suggest need not be major. A rehab project could start soon if designed with flex space and with provision for later add-ons that could facilitate at least the above-mentioned opportunities that could, I don't know, for leveraging this facility to better serve our neighbors. How's that?
Greg, are you responding? Jack, you respond?
Unfortunately, I'm now.
He's got to accept the friendly amendment or else we go through a formal process.
Yeah, and we're really hurting here for a lack of the projector because then I could put it all together. Right now it's... Okay, let me put it this way. Let me accept the friendly amendment, and we'll work out the details later. Is that acceptable? Yeah. So we will be incorporating portions of your rationale to my basic statement for requesting a postponement of,
yes,
of the decision.
Now, how about our other suggestion? Thank you, Jack. How about our other suggestion that we agree that the other considerations will be included in a letter? Yes.
Yeah, that's the problem. It's a clock ticking. So we've got to get something. We've got to get a resolution in promptly.
Would you accept that as a... And we'll work on the language of the letter.
Of a letter from the ANC?
Yes.
That sounds reasonable, yes. Yeah. But the letter we would review at the September meeting, is that correct?
Oh, I was hoping to get it out sooner, but it's okay.
We won't get it out sooner. I am not going to be available in August.
Okay.
Yeah, there's two of us.
So... Okay. I'm looking for us to be able to at least say that these are other considerations that we would like to enter into the discussion. Yes.
Somehow, every time we seem to have something we're agreeing on, you say something else, and we're right back. Come on, Greg. You got to give a little here. We're almost ready to agree, and you keep adding things on to the end.
Well,
I understand your point. I understand what you're trying to do. But work with the rest of us here. We're trying to get one part agreed to and saying we're going to address the other that we can address in September.
Let me propose, Greg, that you send in a letter as a single commissioner with the library in your district.
It's not. It's in Stormy's district.
Uh-huh.
Well, howdy do. That's what we're going to do then.
I'm sorry. What happened there?
No, I'm only having fun.
Stormy and Greg are going to work on a letter incorporating whatever you want to say as two commissioners, right? Is that acceptable?
And I'd invite other commissioners to join.
Yes, but it will not be a formal motion of the ANC because we don't have an opportunity to review it. And that then will eliminate the clock issue. Is that acceptable?
Except that I've been told that... Okay. I've got to go along with this, I'm told, but because I can count the votes, but...
Okay. Then let's take a vote on my motion as it currently stands, which is to replace your text with my much more succinct text, adding in the rationale that Jane proposed.
Don't make invidious comparisons with my writing.
Well, if I want. Don't you try to silence me.
Don't be so touchy, G. Yeah. We're about to close out here. We're having a little
fun. Right.
Calm down.
Okay. So that is a resolution on the table at this time, which is to amend Greg's resolution in that respect. Can we take a vote on that, please?
All those in favor. Let the record show that Commissioner Edwards, Zara, Bosserman, and Scott agree and Commissioner Edwards does not.
Fine.
Yeah, he's Edwards. Yeah.
Greg voted no. Greg voted no. We understand that. We appreciate that.
Well, it's not holding anything back, so I might as well express my belief.
Okay.
Now, just parliamentary procedure. I'm sorry to confuse
things.
It's
okay.
But what we did, we just passed the amendment, which replaced the text. Now we have to take a vote on that as a resolution of the ANC.
Okay.
I'm sorry, it's a two-step process. First, my motion to amend, now the main motion.
Okay. Well, all those in favor of the motion?
Yeah, see, that gets 5-0.
All five. Commissioner
voting,
yes.
I'm trying to give it more force. Because we're going to have a tough
time
with this.
Exactly. That's the point. That's good.
I make a motion that we adjourn. I'm sorry.
Question. No, we just did. But I would like to request a favor. We took a vote early on the single sales resolution. Yes. Jane was absent.
I'm sorry about that.
I would appreciate the opportunity to take a revote, allowing Jane to participate. Can we do that?
I agree.
It's irregular, but
I'm against all do-overs.
What was the resolution?
Hit her over there.
Exactly what I sent out.
I move that we reconsider the motion and take a new vote.
To reject the Mount Pleasant single sales?
Yes.
So, okay. Moved and seconded that we take a revote on the Mount Pleasant single sales bill. All in favor of the
all
revote.
Those in favor of rejecting the
of the revote.
The revote.
All those.
Of taking a second vote on that first.
All revote. Those who agree on taking a second vote on the vote of the single sales.
Okay.
Okay.
With.
Yeah. Okay.
Thank you. 4-1 with Dave voting no. And now we can proceed with a vote on that single sales bill. We have the dice in rejection of the current Mount Pleasant single sales ban. Also calling for development of new procedures to deal with the public inebriate problem, and also asking for a temporary cessation of the existing ban so we can find out if it's really necessary.
All those in favor of the resolution? Okay. Let the record show that we have a 4-1 vote. Commissioner Bosselman voting no.
No, I cannot vote. I stand by my original vote.
Okay, so.
Oh, I'm sorry.
So it's a.
I don't abstain. I don't abstain.
He votes present.
I oppose the illegal redo procedure that you people love. If it's voted on, it's voted on. There was a quorum, and this is unparliamentary.
I think it's acceptable in our rules of order.
Rules of okay. Order, I would say.
Stop pointing to the lady out there. I see her, but according to the way we go, we have open discussion in the beginning. Give me a minute. Commission, there is someone raising their hand in the audience. Would you like to hear what the person has to say?
I would, conditional upon we also have a report from our executive director who was not around.
Oh, no, you're not getting that. You should have asked for that earlier.
I would have if he had been here.
He's been here for a long time.
Can I talk?
Go ahead.
Yeah, I'm speaking as an interpreter, not for myself, but the people that were with me were very, very concerned about the urgent law threat to their apartment houses right next to the library on 16th Street, and they were asking if the ANC is going to address this issue, how is this addressed, are they going to address this issue, can they address this issue, and if they will be informed when, you know, if in case that this gets addressed, when, you know, when it will be, and they want to know more promptly. They understood that tonight this was an issue that they were going to be talking about. Just sort of point of information.
Whose SMD is that?
Yours.
Oh, geez. And what apartments are we talking about?
Apartment building right next door to the library, but on 16th Street.
We have the president of the building association, Mrs. Beatrice Stewart, here. I suggest we let her speak.
Okay.
Thank you.
What did you want me to say about it?
Explain the situation.
You're not here, though. People are not hearing.
The building
One thing about the building is overcrowded. We need a building need to be repaired, and most of the apartments. The water is low. Sometimes you get in the shower, and you soak over. You don't have no water to rent you off. And there's a lot of things going on. The front door stay open all night long. We need security. And it's due to the tenants in there, most of them that's in there, and some of them, they take a shower, they don't know how to cut the shower off or nothing like that. And the management, I told them to have a meeting with all the tenants and explain to them about certain things. Because we know when the others come from other countries, they don't know about all those things, what happened in the United States of America, because they have never used them. So they don't know to cut the shower off or nothing like that. And they go down and prop the front door open, front door open all night long. People coming, being up in the window well and the stairwell and running in the hall all night long. And people that don't live there, they come in there. Then the renters that's there, they bring many people in that to live with them, and that's an overcrowded building.
May I ask you, Madam's consent, Madam Chair, to for a resolution asking the Office of Tenants Advocate and the Office of Jim Graham to look into, and the Office of Mary Che, who oversees that, to look into the charges of illegal rent raises occurring in the Park Marconi.
I'm not in agreement with bringing that up for tonight because I'm unprepared, and perhaps you and I can discuss this and we can look into it because I wasn't even aware of it.
Okay.
We really need an inspection of the building from downtown.
We can work on that.
We're going to look into all that. Greg and I will get on that and get back with you, and we can address that at our next meeting in September.
Officer Henderson, he's been in this neighborhood for some time. I talked with him. I told him to call Miss Bill, the manager. And he said if he had a key, he would go through the building every night like he used to go through. He had a key before Camille Apartments took it over. But she wouldn't give him a key. But that building is really out of order right now.
We'll work on it.
I was going to say we can get a quick report from the executive director.
We're asking for a quick report, but I'm not prepared to report it.
Can I ask one question?
Yes.
How's the
grants manager moving forward?
You and I need to sit down with.
You and I need to sit down with the Multicultural Community Service and talk over the grants manager. There was an email that was sent out to you 2 or 3 weeks ago.
Yeah.
And so the next step is for us to set up the meeting. And so my schedule is very flexible, so we can do that, you know, at your...
So I thought from that email that it wasn't clear whether they were going to meet again this summer. I thought that question was posed and if there was a time constraint. But definitely whenever...
Okay. I'll resend out an email and reconnect the Multicultural Community Service with you and I,
okay. And
then we'll set that up. They've decided to take it out of their board, and they want to offer their person to do it without having any official relationship with the organization, but then they'll pay for the person to do the work, or
at
least maybe a stipend would have to be provided by us, but we'll have to work that out.
Okay, that's great. So anytime,
Okay.
But Neil, I apologize to you for asking for a report. Greg wanted to get a report, so I assumed that you had a report, but that wasn't for me asking, honey. If you didn't come ready to give one, that's fine.
I'll be at every regular meeting. I'll be prepared to give a report.
This is definitely an irregular meeting, and I move adjournment.
I second. Oh, I'm sorry. Jane seconded on the adjournment.
No, I know. And he conceded that he didn't. Oh, he said it went out.
Well,
I didn't see anything. It didn't go on the Ward 1, it didn't go on the Mount Pleasant, and I didn't get it in the bill. But no, they didn't get proper notes, they got to start all over. They gave an extra one for the clinical, how they waste their time. They wasted $13. More? Okay. How can they get away with no notice at all for this week? You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, no, that was.
And but the law's the law. They have to give notice, and it has to be by certain means.
I think you have 30 days notice in advance of any actions.
Now, what's the action?
A hearing. They have to do
it. No, they're not hearing. But the action is passing the bill. So we're going to have to bill in two pieces per part. So that's why he's making it that you have to read illegal.
I was up all night.
He's embarrassed. And I'm happy to have a reinforcement.
Oh, yeah. I just wish I had some data about the stuff you said, which was more. What was it? Some weird thing that they were ingesting or something you said. After shift.
Literally. These guys.
I wish. Do you have the reference for that? Because I'll
make the one in
September. I mean, I'm just pissed about it. And plus, a lot of people will testify that they just want to buy a beer, normal people, you know, and that it's not the right.
Yeah. 20 yeah. people. Yeah. This is not.
Anyway, yeah.
And the only purpose of using this is to make the trucks go somewhere else.
Yeah.
That's all sorts of things. But
I saw another vodka bottle yesterday on 16th and Park. I tried a can of paint.
Jack, you want me to sign checks?
Oh, gosh, yes.
Please do so.
Yes, surely.
I'm short on sweep.
Okay. I'm going to take care of that. Thank you for reminding me.
Hey. Y'all been over to the hospital already?
You gotta wait till it stops.
You give it a sip?
My marriage is over.
Okay.
I mean,
I'm on my way home. I need to be upstairs. I guess I should be there in the next 15 minutes.
Yeah, I think.
Okay.
We're in agreement in where we want to go. I think there will be different approaches and what's effective. But let me take care of this nonsense.
Medicine in advance.
signature for me to go down and pick up your petitions. You will be able to get 20 very easily in your building without anything.
You will be able to see them.
I don't know if he was sitting way over there.
He wasn't here tonight, was he? Yes, he says he definitely is running.
Yeah.
Flato? His name is Phil Flato.
Oh, it's raining.
He's a registered Republican.
He's just not figured out? No, I just heard it.
And a substantial donor to John McCain. I'm sorry, Dave.
Uh-oh, you okay?
No.
Can I help Charlie you? Horse?
Mm-mm, it's arthritis.
Cut your tomatoes, green peppers, and potatoes out of your diet.
Whoa.
Cut your green peppers, tomatoes, and potatoes out of your diet. You'll see a significant difference.
Oh, you're kind of late with the potato thing, honey.
Stormy, before you go.
I've been doing the potatoes and the rice.
No. It's potatoes, green peppers, tomatoes. If you cut those out of your diet, your joints should hurt less, about 30% less.
Okay, well, the only thing you mentioned that I have, the green pepper, well, yeah, because that's something.
That's going to check to you.
Okay. Thank you.
Just sure. So you're not saying you check to yourself.
Yeah.
Sorry, if you can say,
no, I should just listen to me and see if you can agree with it. Bet was ready. Yes. And then
I love that pen.
Give it to me,
Jack, and I'll try it.
Oh.
I got more to get.
Well, here. Okay.
One more to write.
Tommy, I'll be back in a few minutes.
Oh, yeah, that's right. I'll take these. Okay.
Gee, that's for you.
Okay. Are you giving a... I will... Okay, good. Thank you.
This was a fairly short meeting.
Yes, it was.
I believe that the forces that are critical of our work are putting all of their energy into recruiting people to run against us and getting all that organized.
Okay.
They're not going to bother to come up with the basic problems. Any time they've got, they will be spending on their new ways. Thank you, Alberto, for helping out at the beginning.
Yeah, Indicious is something down. Because that's exactly what I told them. I said, you guys got issues or anything like that, just bring it up now. And they're like, no. I don't understand where that went, you know?
After she does what she wants.
I didn't even.
I think this time, Peter Stewart is in rapid decline.
Yes,
she's
in her senior year. They don't bounce back as quickly.
No, but she's...
Oh, you haven't shut them up, them off. That one needs to be shut off. I need to be shut off because last time when I did, and I got that.